Unit 18, Mass Media.
Hello there. You're listening to the press preview. Let's look at the front pages of tomorrow's newspapers. We'll see what's making the headlines of The Guardian, The Telegraph, The Mirror, The Times, The Eye, The Daily Mail, The Express, and The Independent. The lead story in The Guardian states that children should avoid fast food such as hamburgers, french fries, and hot dogs. These type of food lack some essential nutrients and are high in calories, which pose a risk of developing child obesity. In the same way, potato chips, cookies, ice cream, chocolate bars, and other sugary snacks should be replaced by fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, which provide the body with the proper balance of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. The Telegraph claims that the biggest problem in the education system is the underfunded state schools. The lack of resources can be seen and felt in every part of the school system. School buildings, canteens, gyms, and toilets are in poor condition and in need of refurbishment. Also, teachers earn low salaries and teaching graduates are opting for other, better-paid professors. The Mirror leads with a story on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who took a private flight to Vancouver, where they have rented a house and they are planning to settle down permanently. The Eye also has the same story on its front page. The Times warns that modern society is contributing to the worries young people face in everyday life. One of the most common problems young people need to face is their finances. While students need to cover their educational expenses, young parents need to build financial security for their families. Another factor young people are concerned about is the choice of education, which could lead to a fulfilling and satisfying job. The Daily Mail also carries that story. The Express reports on the benefits of health-related activities organized by communities. Towns and cities organize regular mass participation activities in public spaces to provide people with the opportunity to become engaged in activities such as yoga, cycling, dancing, and jogging. In this way, they provide access to enjoyable and affordable physical activities and create an opportunity to increase healthy living and well-being. The Independent has learned that student nurses are ready to join medical staff in hospitals all over Britain to help fight coronavirus. They claim it's their duty to help the understaffed NHS in spite of taking on huge responsibility for patients testing positive of the virus and putting their own health at risk.